Foothill Gold Line Project Reaches Construction Milestone by Andrew Alonzo. Last Friday in San Dimas, California state senators, assembly members, and representatives from the city and county level, along with members of the Foothill Gold Line Construction Authority, Metro, and Metrolink Board, gathered for an event to announce the 9.1-mile stretch of the project from Glendora to Pomona had reached 50% construction completion. The project, referred to as the L Line, began construction in 2020 and is an extension of the current Gold Line system that will connect the cities of Glendora, San Dimas, La Vergne, and Pomona to the current Gold Line light railway system. The current 31-mile system runs from Monterey Park to downtown Azusa, with stops along Los Angeles, South Pasadena, Pasadena, Arcadia, Monrovia, and Irwindale. When the extension opens for passenger service, the project is expected to increase ridership on the metro system by an estimated 11,600 daily weekday boardings, according to a news release. It will also, quote, provide connections to important regional destinations like the LA County Fairplex, colleges and universities, historic downtowns, museums, regional parks, and open space areas, and much more, end quote. Not to mention, the L Line will help alleviate traffic on the 10 and 210 freeways as Inland Empire employees working in and around Los Angeles will likely leave their cars at home in favor of the high-speed railway. In August 2019, Kiewit Parsons was awarded an $805.6 million contract to design and construct the 9-mile segment, with a 2-year option to complete the full L Line. However, plans to fund the remaining 3.2 miles from Pomona to Montclair fell through in October 2021. Since 2019, the contractors have put in over 1 million hours of work on the project. Essential work on the 9-mile project, however, still remains, including relocation of freight track within shared corridors to make room for new light rail tracks, reconstruction of 21 at-grade crossings, construction of 19 new or renovated bridges, installation of new light rail tracks, construction of electric power systems, and construction of 4 new stations. The only 100% completed phase of the Foothill Gold Line project is its design. Despite the obstacles brought on by COVID-19, over the last 2 years, officials announced that assembly of the project is still on track to meet its January 2025 deadline. Once construction is completed, the project will be, quote, turned over to LA Metro for training and pre-revenue service, according to the Foothill Gold Line Construction Authority. At the news conference, numerous speakers advocated for the Gold Line and its importance to a rapidly growing California. Among those in attendance at Friday's event included U.S. Representatives Grace Napolitano and Judy Chu, California State Senator Anthony Portantino, Metro Board Chair and L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis, Metro Board Member and Los Angeles County Supervisor Catherine Barger, Metro Board Member, Foothill Gold Line Board Chair and Claremont Mayor Pro Temp Ed Reese, and Metro Board Member, Metrolink Board Chair and Glendale City Member Ara Najarian. Mayors and City Council members from connecting Foothill Gold Line cities were also in attendance. Cake and photos followed after the big news. While the project's progress was rightly celebrated, questions remained about potential funding sources for the remaining 3.2 miles of railway. Despite the 9.1-mile section from Glendora to Pomona already fully funded by Measure M, residual funds from Measure R, and other sources, funding for the Pomona to Montclair stretch has yet to materialize. Officials are still playing the waiting game with California Governor Gavin Newsom's office. Although Newsom has not said no to the project, he has not said yes either. Pushes for funding have occurred over the years, including a September 2021 meeting where state lawmakers suggested the 3.2-mile railway be funded by the state's surplus dollars. But no bill was or has been passed since. Even after a well-crafted letter from the city of Claremont and surrounding areas officials requesting money from the state's surplus back in February, state budget and transportation authorities are still going over how to proceed. Here's what Senator Portantino had to say.
You know, we're fighting every day to try to get the $748 million. So, you know, we got a couple more weeks to push and we're all going to push.
The $748 million figure would cover the estimated cost of building the remaining 3.2 miles of the light railway system, completing the entire L-Line project from Glendora to Montclair. The state's fiscal year ends on July 1st, and last month, Newsom announced a $98 billion budget surplus, with at least $5 billion of that designated for transportation projects. Officials and the construction authority want nearly a fifth of that transportation allocation for the Gold Line. Those within the Los Angeles County delegation body, like Senator Portantino, have made it a priority to get the remaining 3.2-mile extension covered as soon as possible. But if no funding materializes this fiscal year, they'll try again next time around. In the event the state shoots down funding proposals for the Pomona to Montclair segment a second time, Montclair City Manager Edward Starr said the city would work to acquire federal infrastructure dollars to support the cause. The only concrete money allocated for the 3.2-mile project has been set aside by the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority at about $90 million. The extension from Pomona to Montclair would allow for two new stops, one in Claremont and the other at the Montclair Transit Center. For, quote, planned grade separations for Gold Line trains only, end quote, would also accompany the segment. While the fight for funding the 3.2-mile section continues, Los Angeles County Supervisor Barger added she's grateful for each of the senators, congressmembers, and representatives who are committed to making the proposed section a reality.
When you have that, in addition to the congressional delegation that's here represented by Congressmember Chu and Congressmember Napolitano, it's gonna be work, but I think we're speaking with one voice, and I think that's what's changed, is that as a region, we recognize that this is a definite benefit, not only to L.A. County, but also beyond the border to San Bernardino.
Once the L line is completed, it will be the first L.A. County light rail line to extend over the San Bernardino County line. Though funding remains up in the air, metro authorities hope to have the entire project completed by the summer of 2028, when the Olympic and Paralympic Games come to Los Angeles. For more information about the Foothill Gold Line project and updates, visit foothillgoldline.org. For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.
First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.